One of the major issues of health care in sub-Saharan Africa is a lack of capacity. There are not people on the ground who can train others to care for the population, at least not nearly enough of them. So we set up a dermatology training center in Moshi, Tanzania. It became quickly apparent upon setting it up that there was a large albino population in the immediate catchment area of the center, which is right near Mount Kilimanjaro, and that the health problems of these individuals were quite profound. Very few get through childhood or the teens without having evidence of severe sun damage, needless to say. And skin cancer is by far the most common cause of death, with very few of the albino population living beyond the age of 40. And they're dying from their skin cancers, which are multiple and very severe. And with this population of albinos, we said, well, one thing is to have an organized effort to raise funds to support the education of albinos, many of whom do not know the linkage between sun damage and their cancers, and to provide hats and other skin protection for them. They're a very poor population. They have been discriminated against locally. They have very poor education levels because while education is free, the uniforms and the books are not free. And if you have almost no income, it is literally impossible for the average albino child to be in school. So all of that contributes to a situation that is anything but ideal. So in cooperation with Stiefel, the ILDS has launched the campaign, Hats On for Skin Health, to raise money from global dermatology and concerned citizens to support this effort in East Africa. We have located a hat manufacturer in Africa in the same town as the regional training center, which is Moshi, Tanzania. And that hat manufacturer is currently producing template models for children and for adults that will meet the standards of the American Academy of Dermatology for ultraviolet light blocking. And that includes, for instance, a 7.5-inch brim all the way around. We expect to have handed out at least 15,000 hats by this time next year. One thing we do know is that it's our people on the ground there. We know what happens to every donated dollar. It can be exactly tracked and will be. So it is a known thing. So there's great comfort in the dermatology community about making an investment in this area.